25 or 26 members.
25. In your press conference today, you mentioned 25. Yes. And that includes your name.
Subsequently, what revisions they have made, because they have not indicated to us who has been revised. Because from the 25 that they said, they have indicated now that it's only 7. And my brother, it tells you that there is a very vindictive agenda at play. They are in a hurry to do this, and they are committing all sorts of blunders. And this study is nothing more than a witch hunt.
What is in the letter sent out from the CID headquarters is clear, that you or the 25 of you received salaries as MPs and also ministers of state, which is against the express provisions of the Constitution of the Republic.
I don't think I'm competent to discuss that matter now, because I haven't got any tradition. Now, I think that is being handled by the minority.
No, but you just told me you had your name in the list, didn't you?
I was told that was, I haven't actually seen it.
Good. But was there a point in time under the Eswal administration where you received double salaries?
My brother, I said I'm not aware of any setting, and I cannot comment on what I'm not aware of.
You are not aware that you might have received double salaries or what?
But I'm just saying that I am not aware of any issue of double salaries against any member. I just heard people talking about it. Nobody has presented any evidence about it, and so I cannot talk about it.
But is it possible that such a thing can happen, looking at our system in Ghana?
Oh, Master, I don't want to make hypothetical guesses on matters that are issues of substance. And so let me, my brother, I only go on the, ask for the name of the place I'm going. So let me be sure wherever I'm going, then I can talk about it.
Yes, but you are aware that the minority addressed a press conference today, aren't you?
Yeah, the minority made the point very clear.
Yes.
That the whole thing smacks of a certain vindictive agenda being attempted by government. But the minority made abundantly clear that there's no such thing as a payment of double salary to MPs, because there's not even a salary for MPs as we speak. So there's nothing, if you don't even have one salary, how do you talk about double salary? So the minority made it abundantly clear in the press conference that members of parliament and ministers in the last year were paid on account, and because they were paid on account, there was no salary. They were awaiting the determination of their salaries by the Article 71 commission set up by the president. So not until the commission comes out and tells you that this is what the salary agreed on, which we assented to by the president, and then you don't have a salary. All members of parliament and ministers were paid on account and not a salary. Not a single minister or member of parliament was paid salary. They were paid on account. So that should make the matter abundantly clear. And that's why we are saying that we are surprised that a government that comes into power, with knowing all this, is, would want to use the a state institution like the CID to carry forward its vindictive agenda. I think that is totally unacceptable, and the minority put it abundantly clear today.
So what you're saying is that for the 8 years the NDC was in power, members of parliament did not receive actual salaries. Is that your point?
The point being made is that, mm-hmm. Yes, until the determination by the decision, and this was determined in December 2016. And these are allegations that salaries were paid long before that. And so we are saying that there could never have been any salary.
So the determination was done in December 2016?
Yes.
And what that means is that your salaries would be backdated, no?
Yes, so if there was anything at all, what members of parliament and MPs were paid were lower than what was decided. And so if there's anything at all, government owes members of parliament and ministers money to be paid, and not the other way around. And so, in any case, what the minority also made clear is that before even the benefits were paid, the ex-gratia was paid to members and ministers and other members of parliament. The accounts were audited. The audit service was mandated to do an audit together with Controller and Accountant General to make sure that any money that were owed to government were taken before the rest was paid. And so those who were paid their ex gratia meant that they had obligations that were already taken. And so nobody can even talk about arrears or money being owed to government when you were even paid excess money. Ministers had excess money that was paid to them as a result of deductions they had made. So you see that this This is just
Hold on. The point we want to clarify is that the committee set up to determine emolument for Article 71 office holders took their decision or probably completed their job by December 2016. That's a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Up until December 2015, you were paid by the state, right?
That's why they say paid on account.
I get your point. So you were paid on account as a member of parliament and then as a minister of state.
No, and that's why I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. You see, you are talking essentially about salaries.
Yes.
And salaries are determined for Article 171 holders by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever payments that are made are in consonance with the determination by the committee.
Yes, that point is well made. The point has been, and I think the CID letter is clear, that if you are paid separately as a minister of state and
the
then as
CID,
a member of parliament.
So what we are here, the CID, don't refer me for them. The CID is saying salaries. They do not talk about payment.
No, but I'm asking you, I asked a specific question about salaries, your monthly salaries. That's what I asked.
Yes, and I'm saying that it was not about monetary, it was about salary pay. And we are telling you that there was no salary.
But there were some money paid.
Was determined for anybody.
But there were...
have a double salary. That's what we are saying.
Okay, but there were some monies paid, as you said, on account.
Yes.
And those monies were paid to you separately as a member of parliament and then as a minister of state.
I don't have that as a matter of record.
You don't have that as a matter of record?
Yes.
But if you benefited from same, you should know.
Matter?
Yes.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Yes, and I'm asking that if you were paid on account, were you paid separately as a member of parliament and then as a minister of state? This is something you should tell us.
What the letters that were sent to members indicated that two salaries were paid to them. And the issue is that no two salaries were paid to any member of parliament or any minister.
Yes, but some monies were paid to any minister or a member of parliament.
And I know that no salary was paid to any minister and any
For the purposes of this interview, let's forget about salaries.
Hold on.
But
the core of the discussion and the letter that was sent said salaries. We cannot discuss any other matter outside salaries.
No, but you cannot also hide. You cannot also hide behind salaries and just throw out.
Who initiated the discussion? Another set salaries. So nobody is hiding behind it. We are discussing exactly what they said, and the issue is about salaries. So don't go beyond that.
No, but again, honourable, whether salaries or payment on account, the state paid some monies to you.
Matter. Mm-hmm. I am just telling you that they indicated that salaries and on fraud was computed. Nobody, no single person owed the state. On the contrary, it is the state at the end of the computation. From both the controller and counter and the audit service, from their computations, it is rather the ministers and members of parliament who have money outstanding with government which has not been paid. So there cannot be any case of anybody being overpaid. It cannot be. Okay. That is a simple matter I'm explaining to you.
So let's clear this.
What I want to say is that the next sum of what was they were entitled to versus what they took. What they took was far less than what they were entitled to. That is why even the state still owes them money today. So it's a very simple matter.
Okay, let's clear this and then move on. Can you tell us for a fact that you received monies on account separately as a member of parliament and then as a minister of state?
Brother,
can you confirm that and
that.
Then we move on?
As far as I just know, this discussion so far, unless members go back and look at other issues, this will go back and look at so many accounts and others before you can make that determination. But I'm saying that the simple matter is just that. Number one, nobody received a salary, let alone a double salary. The salaries that were due members of parliament and ministers what was supposed to be paid to them is less than what they were supposed to take. In other words, ministers and members of parliament have money outstanding which government has to pay. So at the end of the day, we are interested in whether they are overpaid or not. And I'm just telling you that the same position is that members of parliament still have monies outstanding with government for which they have to collect.
And that's after your emolument were determined in December 2016.
They indicated that before the emoluments were going to be paid, the ex-gasha, it was indicated that they had to do audit and ensure that every person that whoever, member of parliament or minister, would be taken from the ex-gasha before the rest of the balance was paid to them. And so if the balance was paid to them, if you have a balance outstanding, it means that your obligations are all declared and you were deemed to be in good standing. You were deemed to be in excess money with the government. That's why you were paid. Mm. Otherwise, they would have even asked you at that time to refund money. And so if nobody was asked to refund money, it simply tells you that ministers and members of parliament had money outstanding with government. That's a very simple matter.
And that outstanding money has since not been paid to you.
As I speak to you now, monies are still outstanding with government that have not been paid. Even including 10% contributions ministers have made. You remember, under President Mahama, 10% deductions were made for ministers.
Yes.
Even those other money, after this government came in, they continued the deductions. And so they are still giving monies owed to members of parliament and ministers, particularly ministers, because the deduction was for ministers, who this government has yet to make good. They have not paid. So, my brother, You cannot be owing somebody and be proclaiming yourself as a victim or as somebody who can arrive to the status of a creditor. It is not possible.